There's a photo of Fionnuala Cassidy in the Irish Examiner today, but she told the paper that a photo of her is the last thing she wanted on her wedding day. She's a survivor of thalidomide and she's shown visiting Leinster House yesterday. Fionnuala said she didn't want photos at her wedding because of what she calls her gammy arm. The headline in the Examiner story is, six decades on, states still holding out on thalidomide survivors. On the front page of the Examiner, the headline is Jobs for the Boys. In the accompanying story, the paper reports that a Garda superintendent has submitted a protected disclosure complaining about promotions in the force. According to the Examiner, the disclosure alleges that some promotions are granted because those applying have close connections with senior officers rather than objective merit. Several papers report that crime detection rates are down. The Irish Independent said this is especially true in Dublin. The information comes from the Central Statistics Office, which says that the category of crime least likely to be detected is fraud. There are plenty of grim stories on finance in the papers today. The Irish Daily Mail reports that the slowdown in the tech business puts Ireland's 2024 tax intake at risk, and the paper lists the number of tech companies which have laid off Irish staff lately. On that, President Michael D. Higgins is reported in the Irish Independent as urging all workers to join a trade union. Back to photos in the Examiner, and there's a picture inside the paper that will resonate with listeners to traffic bulletins around the country. The Dunkettle roundabout is about to become the Dunkettle interchange. It'll happen this week with the opening of new link roads. It should lead to freer traffic flow in the area, although the Examiner says there could be confusion as motorists entering the Jack Lynch Tunnel will have to choose the correct lanes beforehand so they're on the right road when they get out. On the toll road price rises announced the other day, Tom Gilsonan writes to the Irish Independent urging calm. He says, we can but cross those bridges when we get to them. The sports section of the Irish Times reports that Wimbledon Tennis Club has changed its clothing rule. Normally players must wear all white, but now women and girls will be allowed to wear coloured shorts under their skirts. This follows players telling Wimbledon that they felt anxious playing in white while they had their periods. If you're thinking about high-priced Christmas presents, Hilary Fannin in the Irish Times has done the legwork for you. She's been into a Dublin department store and found an ordinary-looking green umbrella for €140. The tag explained to her why it was so expensive. It said the umbrella was a pioneering format for the future, where the age of the imagination is the product of reality. The Belfast Telegraph reports fierce excitement among some Northern Irish TV viewers at the announcement that Neighbours is rising from the dead. The paper says that the Australian soap is being revived by Amazon TV. And then there are a couple of stories on animals and the planet. The Irish Independent tells us that scientists are saying you should feed your dogs dry food rather than wet food. That's because most of the calories in dry food come from vegetables, but most of those in wet food come from meat. While environmental campaigners have complained that the organisers of COP27 have used plastic grass on the site. According to the Irish Daily Star, campaigners say that plastic grass is extremely difficult to recycle and is bad for wildlife. They've calculated that plastic grass in the UK has displaced billions of worms. To be almost precise, 115,718,700,000 worms.
And you counted them all, Ronan, did you?